This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, congratulations. Reach around and give yourself a nice pat on the back. You have made it to the end of the week. The weekend is here and it's all smooth sailing. Tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show, we're going to have a real good time. Your questions are amazing. Everything from passing bills. Why are we about to pass a bill that still wastes too much money? You have a bunch of questions, comments about ICE and the street animals out there. Someone wants to say the USSR versus China. Why is China still going if they have a communist system? All that. Are we actually in World War III? The battle over Britain and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, there's going to be something I fear that is going to be on your mind and my mind for a while in the future. And that something is the communist street animals we see, the protests, the riots, the assaults. Inevitably, they're going to kill one on ICE agents. What are we doing? What should we be doing? What is happening? Who is doing it? We're going to have to keep having this talk because the communists are not going to stop. They're just not. They believe that violence, street violence, is necessary. They believe that if they can provoke something that looks bad on camera from the Trump administration, that it'll turn the public against us and for them. But either way, the elite communists have no incentive, zero, zip, zilch, no incentive to stop funding and encouraging street animal activity. And because they have zero incentive, they will continue to do so. And there are enough brain dead loser street animals in this country who will continue to go out and get arrested and go to prison. Some will die. It's just a terrible situation. Therefore, you're always going to have questions about it. And I'm going to have questions about it. And we're going to go through this together. That's the only thing I can promise you. Okay, so let's just begin on these. This guy says, Jesse, I always blame Trump for normalizing the out-of-control protests and riots in 2020. He should have squashed them back then, but I think he was afraid of not getting the black vote, which he was never getting anyway. I thought he learned his lesson when he squashed the riots in LA in June. I don't understand why he's allowing the chaos in Minneapolis. The first ugly loser woman that boxed in ICE with her car should have been dragged out of it and arrested. I don't understand why he's allowing it again. I am so sick of it. Says her name is Sherry. All right. I got a lot of these. Hey, I'm sick of it. Stop it now. I'm sick of it. I totally get that. Me too. Sick to death of it. I will not speak for the Trump administration here, but I do want to touch on something that I know they are wrestling with. Here's what it is. Remember what I told you before the election about mass deportations and the big problem that was going to come when we started deporting people? Remember what I told you? In case you don't, maybe you're a new listener. I know we have a bunch of new affiliates, SiriusXM now and the Megyn Kelly channel, the works. So let me go ahead and lay out what I said before. All right. The American people, not you. Oh, let's pause for a minute. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about normies. I'm talking about the people in your life. Maybe the Republican even, but they're not into politics. They don't pay that much attention. They'll watch the news every now and then. When you get together, they'll bring up a news story, maybe, but it's football season. They're busy. But you understand what I mean. Now, the important thing for the purposes of our conversation here is to understand that person, sadly, that person decides who holds power in the United States of America. You do not. I do not. The far left political people, they do not. Elections, national elections, I mean, national elections in this country are won on the margins. They are won on the margins. We know the states that are going to be blue states. We know the states that are going to be red states. I really, it doesn't take a genius. I swear I'm not a prophet. Hold on, let me guess here. I think California is going to vote for the Democrat next presidential election. I'm serious, Chris. And get this. I think Wyoming is going to vote for the Republican. Yeah, we got it. The elections are won by a few purple swing states. Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin. Well, who decides it? If it's that close, if it's 50-50, the normies. The 50,000, 100,000 normies in Georgia decide presidential elections. So, politicians interested in keeping or getting the House of Representatives, you know, whether you're a Democrat and you're out or you're a Republican and you have it. Republicans, Democrats interested in winning the presidency. They, when they speak, yes, sometimes they speak to the base. Sometimes they speak to you or the communist street animals. Yes, sometimes. But they always, in the back of their mind, know that normie, Georgia normie, for the purposes of our conversation right now, Georgia normie is the one who will determine who the next president of the United States of America is. You understand that? And I understand that. All right. That's where we are. It's not ideal, but it's where we are. Now, what does that mean? Optics. The George Floyd riots. Why did they get so widespread? Because the George Floyd riots, it was a communist dream. They extended beyond the paid, organized communist street animals, and you had normies out there in the streets yelling, screaming, rioting. They got that big because it brought in people outside of the normal communist political spectrum. Why did it get that big? The optics. George Floyd was not killed by Derek Chauvin, that cop in Minneapolis. Derek Chauvin, when he was kneeling on George Floyd's upper back, we know all this because it all came out in trial. This is not my opinion. Derek Chauvin was using a move that was trained, that the Minneapolis Police Department taught him to do that. He was trained to do it. Then he did it. And then he went to prison? Why? Well, we were in the heart of DEI filth in this country. George Floyd was black. Derek Chauvin was white. George Floyd was in obvious physical distress because he was drugged out of his mind. He was sweaty. He did that thing that always tugs at people's hearts no matter what you think of the person. When someone is in distress or maybe dying and they call for their mom, it is a natural human reaction. Men and women and children, everybody, that tugs at the heartstrings, mom, because we all feel that, especially if you had a decent mother at all. My mother is a freaking angel. In your worst moments of life, even as an adult, you're maybe the end of your life, you're tempted to reach out to the source of all comfort for you. Mom, I'm dying. And it was all on camera. The optics were really, really bad for the good guys. And the optics were perfect for the communists. They had everything that they wanted. A white cop, a black dude, sweaty, calling for his mom. And then, this is the greatest moment ever for the communists, the black dude died. If you think elite communists wish George Floyd had lived, you are the dumbest human being on the face of the planet. When they found out he died internally, they stood up and cheered. They lit cigars. Yes, a dead black dude. Oh my gosh, this is the best. and he was killed by a white cop. Woo! It's Christmas morning, baby! The optics. I want Donald Trump to send in the Marines and smash these protests immediately. I know we're surging federal officers in these cities. I applaud the Trump administration for not backing off. They've been very vocal about that. I want whatever. I said Marines. Call it National Guard. I don't care. I want troops walking the streets, protecting these federal officers and every illegal deported. But we have a challenge, you and I. And I'll finish my story about what I warned about. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday as we churn through all the questions and things. And in case you're just now joining us, this guy writes in, or lady, sorry, writes in, says, hey, I blame Trump for letting these things get out of control in Minneapolis. And I'm explaining kind of a long explanation what I believe is happening. So I just laid out the George Floyd protests and why we lost control of those and the damage the communists did after those. Let's remember, we still feel it to this day. Open jails, bad DAs, police departments wiped out. We still feel that. Why hasn't Donald Trump sent in the Marines? What's going on? Well, I warned you before the election that I did not believe the American people would accept mass deportations. There are things people want, but they don't really want. I'll make this about me. Ab, as you know, she's one of these health freak people. Works out like a beast. I know, Chris, it's the worst. Works out like a beast every single day. Ab is in fantastic physical shape. I'm not bad, but nothing like that at all. You know what I want? I mean, she's sitting there. She looks so good. You know what I want? I want some abs. I really, really, really want abs. You know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to make the necessary sacrifices to get six-pack abs. So I don't really want abs. The American people voted because they were mad about inflation and they were mad about immigration. That is one of the driving factors that brought Donald Trump back to the White House a second time. It's one of the reasons he's there. That's the American people. Immigration, get these people out. But do they really want it? Because what is deportation on the ground? What does it look like? It's easy for you and me to sit down at Red Lobster and have some Cheddar Bay biscuits and talk about all the millions of foreigners we want deported. But what does that look like on the ground? Well, you've been getting a little glimpse of it over the last year. And I know you're okay with it. Again, we have to understand we're not talking to ourselves here. It's not you and me. It's the normies out there. It looks like women crying. It looks like people screaming as they're dragged in the back of a squad car. You have to go to people's homes. You have to go to where people work. Local businesses will lose employees because people hire illegals all over the country. In practice, you are taking a flesh and blood human being and you are using force to remove them from a place they want to go. And that always makes people uncomfortable, especially women. And I'm not blaming women. Have you ever seen an internet video of a fight, or maybe you've been in one yourself or watched one yourself? What is one guarantee, 100%? Every single time in that internet video, there will always be women. Stop, 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 everyone stop. Every time. It makes them uncomfortable. That kind of physical violence, physically removing somebody, it makes someone uncomfortable. It makes normies uncomfortable. Right now, the Trump administration, they're doing good. They're removing, however, just the worst right now. Do you believe that we can get our country back by just removing the rapists and murderers? That's not even close to realistic. Oh, yeah, I know they need to go first. And again, that's not a complaint. They have to go first, but we have 20, 30, 40, 50 million people to get out of the country. That's 50 million arrests. 50 million internet videos crying, "Mommy, they're deporting me." 50 million of them. And the true test is going to be, can the normie withstand the level of communist propaganda that's going to surround each and every one of those deportations? Back to the Trump administration. Why hasn't he sent in the Marines? Which I want him to do. I've already said that. But why hasn't he? I believe the White House is conscious of the fact that right now, the American public has not turned against deportations. They have not. But they don't like them as much as they did 6 months ago. Propaganda works, remember. On you, on me, on every human being. Propaganda works. What goes into your ears, what goes into your eyes, it is going to change how you think about things. That's just inevitable. I'm no different. It's how we're built. 6 months of relentless propaganda. 6 months of Democrats, communists in the media, communists elected in this country, pushing as hard as they possibly can in defense of every illegal deported. I believe the Trump administration is hesitant to send in the Marines because they want the optics to look worse for them than they do for us. I believe that is the calculation being made. I think that's why you haven't seen what you want. All right, we will continue on. There are more questions about this, and we'll get to other topics tonight, I promise. Before we get to other topics, let's talk about probably the most American company I know, Pure Talk. There's something about, have you ever talked to one of these special operations guys? Green Berets, Air Force PJs, one of these guys. You ever spend any time with one? I know you enjoy when Clay Martin or BK come on the show. There's a burning patriotism inside of those guys because they've done the hardest possible things on behalf of this country. Pure Talk's CEO, the guy who runs Pure Talk, two tours with Mac V. Sog in Vietnam. The baddest dudes, in my opinion, to ever walk the planet. Mac V. Sog. He runs Pure Talk. They give away American flags around Independence Day. They take care of veterans. They charge you way less for your cell phone. They'll take care of veterans. They'll take care of you. Pick up your phone and switch. Save money. Feel good about it. You don't need Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Dial #250 and say save now. #250, save now. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Chris, I feel like we should play more Doors. Why don't you play more Doors? I like the Doors. You don't like the... I know there was a bit of a drug problem, Chris. If we're... Maybe a little bit of a touch of substance abuse, but what? What? Chris, if our plan is to only play musicians that don't have a drug problem, it's going to be all gospel music, bud. All right? Let's be honest here. That's the end. Musicians are crazy people. They're drugged out people. My dad told me they're all on drugs. Every time, remember, for my dad, everybody was really on drugs. If you drove a nice car, probably sells drugs. Oracle, I love the show. In the Minnesota ICE incidents, the last few, or is, I think he meant to say, are, is the Minnesota ICE incidents the last few days an op to wipe the fraud scandal uncovered by the YouTuber off the minds of America? All right, so there's probably something to that. Remember, Nick Shirley, independent journalist, goes out. He really, by the way, keep in mind, this is no criticism of him at all, but There were other stories about the daycare fraud before Nick Shirley grabbed the camera and the microphone and actually went out there. Now, he deserves all the credit in the world putting boots on the ground, but others were talking about it. So there were rumors. It was out there. And it was, my point is, it was probably a bit more of a group effort than people think. You know about it because Nick Shirley got his butt out there, did the work, and put it on YouTube, right? So now everyone knows it. But anyway, there's probably something to the, hey, let's change the subject on it. But that's not necessarily the op. I talked about what the op is last night. Remember, we don't live, it's hard to say it like this, but it is true. We don't really live in the country you and I think we live in. 50 United States. That's not where we live anymore. That's where we used to live. That's not where we live anymore. Now in the United States of America, because the Democrat Party has changed and radicalized so quickly, there are inside of our borders multiple, not one, multiple hostile foreign city-states that reside inside our borders. And I want to clarify, you've heard me say that before, hostile foreign city-states. I put the foreign in there because we really do have to think about Minneapolis, we'll use Minneapolis, but this applies to so many others, as foreign countries. Foreign countries. And really, I hate to be too on the nose about it, foreigners elect the politicians there. Remember, Mamdani in New York City, I'll keep bringing it up, we have all the poll numbers. You can blame New Yorkers, all those stupid Democrats in New York, all you want. Native-born New Yorkers not only rejected Mamdani, overwhelmingly rejected Mamdani. Americans said, absolutely not, even in New York City. No, foreigners overwhelmingly voted for him. Inside our borders, we have hostile foreign city-states. It's not just Minneapolis is not just a foreign country. It is a foreign country openly hostile to the United States of America. And yet we're in this really weird situation where they reside inside of our borders. Supposedly they're under our jurisdiction, but just like a hostile foreign city-state would act at every single level, every level of the government, they will act against the United States of America in the interest of foreigners. But we have to remember that it's not just Minneapolis. This is the situation in blue area after blue area after blue area in the country. Foreigners have been brought into these areas en masse because scumbag Democrat politicians know that is a great source of keeping political power. So they brought as many foreigners in. They know that's the source of their power. Did you know this? Pause on this really quickly. Did you know if we were to get rid of the 100,000 Somalis that are in Minnesota, that Minnesota is a red state? Did you know that? If you don't believe me, hey, Chris, do me a favor. Go look up either the last one or the last couple, whatever you find first. Statewide elections in Minnesota. What I'm interested in is the voter totals, the number of voters, how many voters the Democrat got versus how many voters the Republican got. Anyway, while Chris looks that up, these foreigners are the source of Democrat power in these areas. Now, what do politicians, all politicians, what do they do to the people who keep them in power? They protect them. They give them generous rewards, oftentimes fraudulent. They give them generous rewards of taxpayer money, and they give them legal protection. In the blue areas of the country, in Minneapolis, Somalis keep Democrats in power. Not just Somalis, foreigners in general keep Democrats in power. Democrats have now decided that these places are going to be, quote, sanctuary cities where the foreigners are protected. Now, there's a little problem for Democrats in these areas, in these hostile foreign city states. The federal government still has all the authority in the world, all the authority in the world to go in and deport foreigners. how it normally happens in the red states. The reason you haven't seen this kind of action in, let's say, Houston, Texas, where ICE has been parked, is the red states use their law enforcement to help. They help. They keep things safe. They'll block things off. The local law enforcement, state law enforcement, helps ICE, which keeps everyone safe and peaceful. But in a place like Minnesota, every single level of law enforcement is barred from helping. So ICE is on their own. Are we looking at an op? What we're looking at is the communists figuring out what they can and cannot get away with in these hostile foreign city states when the feds surge into the area. I made the point yesterday, and I'll drive it home again. What's happening right now in Minnesota is hugely important, no matter who you are or where you live, because the other hostile foreign city states in the country are watching. And they want to know, hey, so if I get some people together and I park my car, we park our cars in front of ICE, we stop them in the road, what are they going to do? They're going to back out and drive around? They're going to throw it in park and go bash my windows out and drag me out by the hair and throw me in prison for 10 years? If I physically touch one, how far can I take it? What if I just nudge him? By the way, communists give their street animals these classes, keep in mind. What's going to happen? Are you allowed to nudge one? Can you get up in his face without... What's the personal space level? Can you grab him at all? If you can grab him, how many times can you grab him? Can you just touch him without being too forceful about it? Meaning just lay a hand on him, something like that. That's what's happening. It is an op. They're probing the lines. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, we got some questions about this, by the way. So I should probably pause every now and then and actually explain this. This is a radio show. It's on the radio. Coast to coast. New York to Hawaii. Everywhere in between. It's on the radio, right? But this is 2026. It's also podcasted. That means I'm not trying to be mean. Everybody has different levels of technological prowess. Lord knows mine isn't very good. They record every show. Then Jewish producer Chris puts that podcast on iHeart. There's an app on your phone. You can get the iHeartRadio app. It's free. He puts the podcast on there. On Spotify. Chris, is Spotify free? Chris says Spotify's free. The podcast is on there. Just look up Jesse Kelly Show. iTunes. Oh, no way. How about that? Look at how good I look, Chris. What? Why are you showing me my phone? What is? Oh, it's also on YouTube, is what Jewish producer Chris was saying. Chris, I don't have my glasses on. You know I don't like to wear it. I can't see when you hold the phone up like that. It's on YouTube. It's on iTunes. There are all 3 hours. It's a three-hour show. Are recorded every day. If you don't catch it live, you can go download it or listen to it at your leisure. Chris, you always shake your head when I try to get more sophisticated. Some people are advanced. Speaking of advanced, me, Chris, Corey, when the show was done last night, we had a serious talk. We were cleaning up. Well, Chris and Corey were cleaning up papers. I was eating. But we recently had to visit a different iHeart radio station. iHeart has radio stations all across the country. You know, we have our own studio down in Houston, but iHeart has actual official radio stations all across the country. And we just had to visit one. And when we checked into this radio station, it's this big place and there's all this security. They gave us badges. Badges that we had to scan to enter the building. Like the doors won't unlock if you don't scan your badge. And I told Chris and Corey that I really enjoyed having my badge. And I feel like they enjoy having their badges as well. There's something that feels, why are you shaking your head, Chris? Something feels important about having a badge that you scan, beep, 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 donk, and then that's the sounds it makes, and then the doors unlock. I want to get badges for our Houston studio, to where Chris pushed back and said, but we don't have any kind of that, we don't have that kind of security system. They don't have to function, Chris. We just need the badge, and then we'll get those wallets that cops have where they pull out and they, Jesse Kelly with the Sheriff's Department, only we'll have these official looking badges in there that people will ask about. What? Do I want my face printed on the front of it? Not only do I want my face printed on the front of it, I have seen, have you ever seen Mission Impossible, the first one? I've seen, there's like 20 of them. I don't know, I've seen a bunch of them. I want one of those retinal scan ones. It doesn't have to work. I know that'll be expensive. We'll just tell people it's a retinal scan. Just buy a $10 camera on Amazon, Chris, but we'll tell people it's a retinal scan. And then, if Ab ever wants to visit again, because she's always critical about how messy the studio is, we'll say, I'm sorry, it's not reading your retina. There's no way we can get you in. I feel like we need badges with retinal scan stuff. That's all I'm saying. Jesse, why aren't the feds arresting these agitators committing crimes on video? Biden spent years tracking down every January 6er, so on and so forth. Well, they are, some of them, all right, some of them. Like that guy, I was ranting last night about the guy who the previous night was really the ringleader of breaking into the Fed cars and stealing weapons and computers and files like that. Well, this born and bred genius had face and neck tattoos, always a sign of great decision-making. And as he was out there looting federal vehicles, he didn't have a mask on. So his facial tattoos gave him away. It's my understanding that he's already in custody. He'll be facing probably years in prison. Keep in mind that communists, as we've discussed, recruit criminals, violent people. They're not out there looking for people who are devoted to the works of Karl Marx. They're out there looking for mentally broken people, violent people, drug addicted people, because those people make fantastic foot soldiers for the communist revolution. If you are one of the funded communist front groups in a place like Minnesota, and you would like to train and recruit some shock troops to go break into vehicles and throw bricks and do all the various street animal things you see, your best recruiting ground, go find the people who have criminal records. Hey, this guy, he just got out of the joint a couple years ago. He's been arrested 10 times, armed robbery, rape, everything else. This guy, all we have to do is pay him a little bit of money. He'll go do whatever we want him to do. They've always recruited these types for the communist revolution. They've been very, very successful at it. Hey, Chris, the more I think about the badge idea, the more I like it. What? The more I think about the badge idea, the more I feel like we should implement an actual system like that. Instead of the deadbolts and guns and stuff, let's get something even more advanced. Like Mission Impossible had. Remember that floor they had? You've never seen it? They had a floor that could detect weight. And if it was locked down and exceeded the certain amount of weight, the alarm would go off and it would lock down the entire building. And they had it programmed for a drop, like if a drop dripped on it. We don't have to have ours that sensitive. You think it's a lot of money? I don't know. That was an old movie. How much money can that possibly be now? We have the credit card. Let's not forget that we have the iHeart credit card. And when we just got done traveling, we used that thing pretty liberally. Corporate never knew about it. I'm telling you, a security system,
Don't they want the talent to be safe, Chris? Oh, look, we'll write corporate and we'll say,
in the name of a just, merciful God,
can we have some security? That's what we'll say to them, and then they'll get it. All right, let's talk, shall we? Someone wants to talk about, are we in a civil war? Why can't Congress, in fact, we'll start off on this one, why won't they just pass some spending cuts? Why are we still funding all this filth? All that and more still to come. Hang on.